Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me, as always, is our lead analyst, Jane.
Thanks, Paul. Always great to be here and dive into the latest in AI with you.
Today, we're kicking things off with a fascinating paradox that's been bubbling up. Despite agents doing more and more work, it seems everyone in the AI space is actually working harder than ever.
It's true, Paul. We're seeing reports from leaders like Aaron Levy and even economists like Tyler Cowen pushing for people to work harder right now, regardless of AI's future impact. It feels counterintuitive, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And this comes as Google DeepMind just released Gemini Robotics ER 1.6 with enhanced visual reasoning. You'd think advancements like that would ease the load, but the pressure seems to be intensifying.
Right. It suggests that as AI capabilities grow, so does the ambition and the complexity of the problems we're tackling. It's not about doing less, but about pushing the boundaries further, faster.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, OpenAI is expanding its Agents SDK with an open source harness and partner sandbox integrations. What's caught my eye here, Jane, is the talk of the, quote, death of the pull request, end quote.
That's a huge shift, Paul. For anyone who's coded in the last 15 years, pull requests are fundamental. GitHub even enabling their disablement is a strong signal that AI agents are fundamentally changing how code is reviewed and integrated. It certainly is. Moving on, Google also launched Gemini 3.1 Flash TTS today, a new prompt-directed text-to-speech model. The prompting guide for this is incredibly detailed, almost like writing a script for a voice actor. Yes, it's not just say this text, it's say this text in this style, with this accent, with this emotion. It really pushes the boundaries of expressive AI audio, making it much more nuanced for creators. And for a truly mind-bending story, GPT 5.4 Pro has reportedly solved a 60-year-old Erdős problem number 1196 with a book proof. This is a monumental achievement in mathematical reasoning. That's simply incredible, Paul. Erdős problems are notoriously difficult, and for an AI to produce a, quote, book proof implies a level of deep, structured reasoning that's a huge leap for symbolic AI capabilities. It's a testament to how far these models have come. Now, let's talk real-world deployment. Andon Labs has deployed an AI agent named Luna to autonomously operate a physical retail store in San Francisco. This is fascinating, Paul. Luna even hired human employees for physical tasks like painting and customer service. It really shows how agents are becoming orchestrators of real-world operations, blending digital and physical labor. Less than Person One, that's a powerful example of AI moving beyond the screen. And on the model front, Anthropic has released Claude Opus 4.7 with advanced AI capabilities and built-in cybersecurity safeguards. Another significant update from a major player, indeed. Opus 4.7 boasts major improvements in advanced software engineering and vision capabilities. The built-in cybersecurity safeguards are also a critical addition, addressing a growing concern for enterprises deploying these powerful models.
Another interesting development is Eigen Labs launching Darkbloom, a decentralized AI inference network leveraging idle Apple silicon. It promises private, cost-effective compute.
This is a smart move, tapping into millions of unused local processors. It offers a compelling alternative to centralized cloud inference, potentially cutting costs by up to 70% and enhancing privacy through end-to-end encryption. And finally, we're seeing continued momentum in enterprise AI agents, with Notion launching custom AI agents and Redai Matadei de Saoud deploying 12 AI agents on Amazon Bedrock Agent Core achieving a 517% ROI in healthcare. Those are impressive numbers, Paul. It highlights how agents are moving beyond experimental stages into delivering tangible business value, especially in complex sectors like healthcare. The ROI speaks for itself.
Absolutely. It's clear that agents are not just a trend, but a fundamental shift in how businesses operate. That's all the time we have for today's MergeSort AI Digest.
Thanks for tuning in.
We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.